Loading up our songs for mixtape with Commander Jesse Reed. Here are your three categories. Best disco song of all time. Cheesiest wedding song of all time. And you're on a 14-hour road trip. You've got no radio but a CD player that has the CD stuck on the worst song of all time. What song is playing? And Commander Reed, ever confident and cocky, is convinced that he's going to get a hat trick again.
If I've ever been overconfident in my life, today's the day.
Wow, you haven't even seen what I picked.
Okay.
Okay.
Sam with the top rope here.
Story here from NBC News. It is unclear whether the idea will take flight, but back on the ground, one airport in New Zealand is implementing a maximum time of just 3 minutes for loved ones to say goodbye to their relatives with a hug. You get a three-minute hug, and that's it. It's a series of signs at the Dunedin Airport. It's on the country's southern island.
Common spelling.
It's hard to say goodbye, so make it quick. 3 minutes max, the signs read.
Okay, this is on the curb, they're talking, as you get dropped off, right?
I would presume, yeah, because you can't get past security if you don't have a ticket, usually.
What, are you never coming back?
Max, another sign reads, max hug time, 3 minutes. Those seeking fonder farewells should use the car park, where a generous 15-minute window is allowed. Dan DeBono, the airport CEO, said that lighthearted approach is aimed at keeping the traffic into the terminal flowing smoothly.
It's the same issue that we're having here, where people are just sitting in the lanes that need to be flowing. Although here,
is that still a problem?
That will never not be a problem. I think it's going to be like 20 years before that's no longer a problem.
Who's the guy in the car park with the stopwatch clicking as a car pulls up and goes, all right, your 15 minutes has begun? Who's actually doing that?
Well, it's probably 15 minutes for free in the car park. And then after 15 minutes, you start getting charged.
Who needs 15 minutes to say goodbye, keep it clean?
Well, nobody who's not trying to do that.
In the car park.
Yeah, Babs.
NBC News again. Chicken sandwiches, waffle fries, milkshakes, and now TV shows and podcasts. Chick-fil-A plans to launch a new app on November 18th with a slate of original animated shows, scripted podcasts, those are boring, games, recipes, and ebooks aimed at families. While it's an unusual move for a restaurant company to wade into the crowded media world, Chick-fil-A has been expanding outside of food for years already with the ultimate goal of directing more people to its more than 3,000 restaurants. By the way, Chick-fil-A is now the third biggest U.S. restaurant chain by sales in the United States, trailing only, care to guess?
McDonald's?
McDonald's is one.
Oh, really? I was going to say Subway and Starbucks.
Starbucks is the other.
Where is Subway?
I don't know. It just does the top three.
Down below.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say Subway does have the number one most stores. That's why I assume that.
Sales, by the way, last year for Chick-fil-A were $7.9 billion. So is this like an... it's an app. Is that like the internet?
It is connected to the internet, yeah. Very similar.
Another inside joke.
That one's old. Goes way back.
Now, this is not an official statistic. It's more anecdotal, but Subway also has the sweatiest meat of any restaurant. Sweaty meat. That's what we called it in the Navy. Lunch meat.
Sweaty meat?
Yeah, it's kind of just got a glaze of sweat on it, it seems. You ever notice that?
Well, I love Subway, for one.
You know what? Here I am being vulnerable with you, Scott, now, and you just roll your eyes at me.
I didn't roll my eyes. My eyes actually bulged out of my head when I heard you say sweaty meat.
Keep it clean.
That's exactly right. Story here from Fox.
Moving on.
Quickly. Although evidence of life on Mars has not been discovered yet during any of NASA's robotic missions, scientists believe it could be a very different story in small pools of water under the surface. A new study by NASA scientists published in the journal Nature Communications Earth and Environment, I have a copy on my nightstand, indicates that dusty ice allows just enough sunlight for photosynthesis to occur as deep as 9 feet below the surface. They believe there might be microbial life on Mars. How exciting.
Do we have any legitimate theory that we're going to live on Mars someday?
It's going to be in a vacuum sealed.
I mean, I love the idea that room. Scientists are looking at the last possible option. That room will be interior.
It will be very much interior.
It'll be interior on the interior because it's going to be in a bubble.
There won't be any screened in porches?
Definitely not.
Yeah. Patios. Yeah.
And let's say there is microbial life there. Okay. Then what?
They're looking for a launching pad to build, like, self-sustaining crops and all that good stuff.
Microbial life is a lot different than flourishing life.
We also can't get there.
There's that, too. Can't get where? To
Mars? Correct.
It's a long trip.
What do you mean we can't get there? Didn't I hear the U.S. has plans to be there by, like, 2035 or something?
Well, yeah, we had plans to be there many times already.
It's a long voyage.
Did you ever want to get into NASA?
No.
Now, does NASA pick their astronauts from Navy flight?
You have to apply as a pilot, military pilot. You have to apply for the NASA program, and you don't even bother applying unless you have. Usually, you got to have an advanced degree. It's got to be some kind of aerospace engineering degree or science degree, and then you also have to be a test pilot. So you have almost always have to have gone through the Navy or Air Force test pilot school to be considered for an astronaut. If you haven't gone that track, the chances are you shouldn't even apply. Yeah.
And when you go from a military pilot to NASA, what branch of the service are you in then?
You still are in your respective branch. So you'll see, and I mean, I'm talking too, this is kind of outdated now because this was back in the era of shuttle pilots.
Right.
But you would see on their chest, on their Velcro name patch, if it was a Navy guy, you could see their Navy gold wings. Or if it was an Air Force guy, you could see their silver wings.
Why does the Navy have gold and the Air Force has silver?
It's just how they did it. I don't know.
It's not saying
wings
one's
of gold. Pensacola, wings of gold.
Not saying one's better than the other.
Nope.
Just different color.
Just a different color. Hmm. Yeah.
What were you going to say, Sam?
I was just saying.
I think it had to do with the ranks. Like, if you look at a Navy uniform, the ranks, like the ribbons on the sleeves and on the shoulder epaulets are gold. So I think it kind of keeps the motif going.
Now, the Marines have aviators as well.
They do. Wings of gold as well.
Oh, because they're
Marines and Navy pilots
associated with the Navy.
Wear the same exact wings. They go through the same flight school pipeline. The Marines are considered part of the Naval Service. The Marines will tell you that.
They're not.
No, they'll tell you that they're the
first in and you guys get to give them a ride.
Yeah, they'll tell you they're the men's department of the Navy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just telling you what they've told me.
And what does the Navy call the Air Force? Hey, we're late for break. Look at that.
We call it the Chair Force.
Mixtape. When we get back.
Much love to all my Air Force brothers and sisters out there.
Mixtape with Commander Jesse Reed when we return here on Dana and Parks.